This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com, InfoWars.com, reporter. I cut off by the break. We're going to come up in the next segment and play five clips from Obama's gun grab. Wayne, you got cut off getting into hardcore control of speech in America that we've only really seen under Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, maybe the Nazis, the Soviets, the Maoists. I mean, this is flaming tyranny, flaming beyond a cult, the control of language. And then they've got so many followers that actually get off on conforming.
Yeah, and we had yet another case recently at Oberlin, which is a very liberal school in Ohio, where some of the students, again, mostly affluenza, self-entitled rich white kids, were objecting to the fact that they were serving General Tso's chicken and it wasn't made according to the Chinese way. Well, General Tso's chicken never came from China. It was a contrivance made up by Chinese restaurants in the United States. So not only are these people being fascists when it comes to free speech, they're stupid as well. What happened in Pennsylvania with the Lynch Hall, named after a former president of that school named Lynch, who was a benefactor, they said, oh, that means like lynching. These are rich white.
Is the attorney general going to close, change her name? I mean, is her Irish name evil?
Right. Yeah, exactly. How about getting rid of the TV show The Jeffersons? A lot of people want to get Jefferson's name because he was a slave owner. And they want to get it off of things. And
even though he was trying to end slavery.
Yeah, and they started with the Civil War thing, and I had a real bad feeling that was not going to stop with a couple of statues and a couple of Confederate flags, that it was going to continue. And
I want to say this about Jefferson. Jefferson inherited people that were part of his family. I say slavery didn't even exist because they were still people to begin with. I'm not a slave even if you say I am. And he had children. They say he was raping these women. They loved him. He actually, I'd say, went native and became basically the first black president. Loved black people. Tried to end slavery, and they wouldn't let him do it in the first Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. So they demonized the first guy that tried to really end it. And he said slavery's a great evil and will come back on us. And then they sit there and lie to people and say Thomas Jefferson hated black people.
Right. And I think there is an active measure, and it's funded a lot by these, not just Soros. There's a lot of people like Soros. He's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of exposure. But there is an attempt to reinvent history. And we saw that in the old Soviet Union. We saw that in Nazi Germany, how they tried to reinvent their own past. And I see that happening now. Hillary, for example, a couple of weeks ago, actually attacked a comedy club because they were making fun of her. Okay, is this what we're going to look forward to? And now, you know, that means like, and we've had a couple of comedians already complain about this, and they start to sound a lot like Trump when it comes to this political correctness. I think this is a sleeper issue, because when people feel like they don't have the right to say what they want to say. I mean, it started with workplace being politically correct in the workplace.
I agree. People are pissed. They're tired of it.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to, I think it's an issue that is giving Trump this continued bounce in the Democratic.
I want to talk Trump when we come back and also get David Knight to pop in here and play these clips from Obama. But separately, when I make the America's First Black President comment, Clintons are known to be racist. Clintons have no connection to black people. He puts some office he goes to once a year in Harlem. They claim he's the first black president. Thomas Jefferson had children with black women and preferred black people's company to whites at his home. That's well known on record. He wrote about it. So if you want to say a white guy is the first black president, it's the third president of the United States. It's not Bill Clinton. I mean, doesn't Thomas Jefferson have a better claim than Bill Clinton?
Oh, I think so.
I mean, is Clinton having children with black women?
Well, there was a story about Arkansas.
So maybe he, well, maybe he is like Thomas Jefferson. We'll be right back, folks.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
If you believe in the right to self-defense, you believe in the right to be parents, you believe in the right to private property, you believe in the right to travel within your own nation, you believe in fellow humans and are a fan of humanity, then you are my brother, my sister in arms. If you believe you're God, everybody else is scum, and you're going to transcend humanity, and humanity's trash, you're my enemy. That's what separates this world. Those of goodwill, those of bad will. And the world is hurtling towards a crisis. The elite are cutting off the resources, claiming they're saving the planet. Whether they are or not, they have a hatred. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, former NSA officer, is our guest. Engineer, reporter, riding shotgun as I'm here on the road. David Knight will be hosting himself the fourth hour today as I prepare to travel back to Austin. David Knight is with us. I wanted to briefly bring David Knight in and give him a break until Joe Biggs comes up, and you'll, I'm sure, have some comments for that at the bottom of the hour. Then I want to get to these other clips. But here is a clip from Harry Reid. I want to get Wayne's take on this as well. Obviously, after David Knight and others marching up. David wasn't armed. The feds said, we're going to shoot you if you cross the line to take the Bundy's cattle back. And it's incredible footage. I think the headline is historic footage. Feds surrender to citizens. And they lower their guns and don't do it because they're special ops people that feds actually brought in. They're like, we're not going to shoot Americans waving American flags with cowboy hats on over cattle we just stole from them. I mean, so they're not our enemies is my point. If a shooting war starts, that's the way it is. But, I mean, we're really losers if we let this happen. And then I just question the kind of black hole that is people just showing up claiming that they speak for everybody and running around claiming that I'm saying the Bundys are feds when I'm not. Boy, isn't that funny how that works. People speak for you. And MSNBC says I'm deeply racist, too. You know, and that giant wasp lives under the UN building. It's not true, folks. This is the disinfo going on. But here's that clip. We'll get David's take on that. Here it is.
Keep in mind what happened up there. There were hundreds of people from around the country that came there. They had sniper rifles on the freeway. They had assault weapons. They had automatic weapons. And as one of the former sheriffs in Arizona said, and we had children and women lined up because if anybody got hurt, we wanted to make sure they got hurt first because we wanted the federal government hurting women and children. This is the deal, and it's not a good one. So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots or not, they're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what
all
went
right
up there is domestic
terrorists. I told David to take a break until he came back. He's already out of the studio, so we'll get his take on this later. But here's CNN then yesterday calling the three Bundy sons and the people there in Oregon who've just taken over this federal little warehouse, little barn that nobody's in, and are wanting to draw attention to what's happening in the cause. And I know the Bundys prayed and folks were ready to die back at their ranch. Well, now they're here, I guess, ready to do that. And I'm just saying this is really bad timing. And you know, that's America. I got my First Amendment. And I said, watch out for feds, the infiltrator, pull something, which is a no-brainer, like the sun coming up. And boy, people said, Alex is saying the Bundys are feds. Oh, really? Produce that clip. Oh, but don't suspect who makes stuff up. Don't suspect who does that, tries to cut you off from the main Patriot leader support. Oh, don't question that, of course. Oh, no, never. If we're this stupid, we deserve what happens to us. Wayne Madsen, again, getting back into this briefly, they want civil unrest. They're funding the Black Lives Matter movement. Has a lot of legitimate beefs, but their answer is federalized police. They're bringing in these new UN nodes under a strong city initiative to basically federalize everything. I mean, boy, I tell you, this is quite a constellation of tyranny we're witnessing.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear Harry Reid. You know, Harry Reid is a product of the Las Vegas mob. Here's a guy, and if people think that he almost put his eye out because of a malfunctioning exercise machine, you know, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell him. This guy got like a $25 million markup set aside to take the old federal post office building in Vegas and turn it into a mob museum. Can you imagine a museum honoring the mafia, Bundy Siegel and Meyer Lansky? And, you know, we know who's been buttering Harry Reid's bread for years. And, I mean, it's Nevada, of course. It's a wide open state, but you know, you get what you pay for. People paid for Harry Reid, and they got what they expected. They got a mobbed-up senator to help run a mobbed-up state.
And people finally said no to him, which we admire. What is the word from your investigative repertoire of what really happened to Reid?
Well, I talked to people, and, you know, of course, this happened while he was out in Nevada. That he may have gotten into a big fist fight with somebody. Somebody sent him a message. He didn't have the right answer, as we used to say. Somebody didn't have the right answer up in Philadelphia. You know, they got a black eye. And that's not, I think that's probably what happened. I think the guy's so mobbed up, he got a little, like Donnie Brasco action going on there.
What was the word on Bush? You know, obviously he kept falling down and getting all beaten up. He claimed he choked on a pretzel.
Well, that's interesting, the pretzel thing, and I had that confirmed later by somebody pretty high up in government. He actually was drunk. He was watching a football game. He was drinking Jim Beam and chasing it with Lone Star beer. Now, there's a guy that wasn't supposed to be drinking anymore, recovering alcohol.
And why is he drinking crap beer and drinking crap whiskey? With all that money, he ought to be drinking.
Well,
anyway, sorry, go ahead.
He liked it. It was, I guess, something he had been doing his whole life, or, you know, he and his buddies used to do it when they were in the fraternity. But, he passed out. He hit the coffee table in the residential quarters of the White House. Probably not the first time. Remember, we had Bill Clinton used to walk out with marks on his forehead. And one time he said he walked into a door. Actually, he walked into an ashtray that had been thrown at him by Hillary Clinton. I got that from Secret Service agents, presidential security.
Well, let me raise this. Obviously, you've got a lot of Secret Service connections and stuff. I think they're persecuting him because they know how close they are to the president. Obviously, no agency's perfect. But one drunk driving deal, some hookers, I mean, big deal compared to other agencies. I keep getting from high-level sources that Obama is just whacked out beyond belief and is actually, we talked about earlier, practicing Muslim. Do you have any intel on that?
Well, what I understand is, and I think the biggest problem with the Secret Service is when they put him made him part of Homeland Security. They should have left them separate as part of the Treasury Department, because it was always that esprit de corps. Now they're like part of that big, American version of the KGB, a huge bureaucracy. But what I've heard is that Obama is incredibly disengaged from a lot of day-to-day events. When he does get on the internet or uses his classified secure BlackBerry, he's doing a lot of vanity searches to see what people are saying about him, how the press is covering him. But other than that, I understand ESPN is found on TV more often in the private quarters of the White House than CNN or MSNBC.
Well, he admits that. And I mean, what about him like being on reality TV shows and saying, I'm going to watch Star Wars this weekend? I mean, while all these wars are going on, I mean, even liberals like David Spader coming out and saying, hey, you need to be on reality TV a little bit less. We got five clips here. I want to start going to them. I didn't get the list, guys, so I'll just go to the first clip. Let's play this first clip from Obama's press conference earlier where he fake cried. I mean, talk about going all out to get our guns, as trying to mobilize the hordes of his disenfranchised idiot supporters to help complete our journey to slavery. Here it is.
Anybody in the business of selling firearms must get a license and conduct background checks or be subject to criminal prosecutions.
That means transferring guns to your family.
It doesn't matter whether you're doing it over the internet or the gun
show. National registration.
It's not where you do it, but what you do.
Not where you do it, what you do. Okay, so that's a national registration database. That's the next step to taking our guns. They admit it. We have the Austin Pro Team mayor saying once we register, we confiscate and laughing. So, I mean, they tell us they're coming, period. This is the guy with Secret Service guarding him. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. This is expanding background checks. That means putting psychologicals, BS, no fly list, just made up crap. No judge, no jury. Here it is.
We're also expanding background checks to cover violent criminals who try to buy some of the most dangerous firearms by hiding behind trusts and corporations.
Unless they're Syrian refugees. You can't buy through buy the gun and put it to trust. You know,
we're also taking steps to make the background check system more efficient.
Like the thousands of Syrian refugees.
Under the guidance of Jim Comey and the FBI.
Or the air flight with 150 people from Mexico you just let go through customs.
Brandon, the
ATF, you drug addict.
We're going to hire more folks to process applications faster.
What a weirdo. Like, I don't care he goes to gay bathhouses. I don't care he's a drug addict, uses cocaine, and that's it. But then he's a radical Muslim on top of it, where they chop your head off for that? What a freak! He's got like tranny nannies when he's a kid, and wants to chop heads off. I mean, he's just a freak. I'm sorry, folks, I'm flipping out. Wayne, we're going to break. We're going to come back with more of these clips. What do you make of this big gun grab?
Well, anytime the government says we're here to help you, watch out. especially big programs like he's going for executive order.
I want to see where you think this is all going straight ahead, Wayne. Final segment, WayneMadsenReport.com. You can read his stuff every day at Infowars.com. He's an amazing investigative journalist. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm upset, and I'm ringing the alarm bell like Paul Revere. Join us, folks. Need your help.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Jones here. So let's walk through the clips here. Anyone selling a firearm must get a license. That means transferring. That means giving a 22 to your grandson. That's to track all guns, make it felonies, start investigations claiming guns were transferred wrong. It's a license to harass the daylights out of the Second Amendment and register them nationally. Katie, bar the door. Massive assault we thought would come months later. Because the big assault's that it's executive orders outside of law. Never forget that. It's all completely illegal. Expound background checks. That means put in more stuff not in the Gun Control Act or not in the Nixon Brady bill that's even been overturned, but they don't care. They just keep doing it. They're just going to come after the guns by adding psychologicals, you name it. No fly list. No one knows why you're on it. Members of Congress are on it. Members of Homeland Security, you just can't have a gun. Boost gun safety technology. That's how Smith & Wesson and everybody else basically is leaving California with micro-stamping on each cap when you fire it on 20-foot drop test. It's just all this stuff to ban guns with regulations outside of law, more criminal activity. And then, of course, we are only advanced country on earth with frequent violent gun crimes. Totally false, total lie. Gun crime has dropped 60%+ in the last 20 years. And then we've got Obama's crime moment. Let's go to boost gun safety. That means sabotage and have outside of law regulations to shut down gun manufacturers and render your gun you own at home illegal. First they make new ones have the micro stamp and all this other stuff. Then they ban the others. That's been done in other countries. They're following an enemy blueprint that's been successful. But again, we have the enemy blueprint. Here it is.
We're going to boost gun safety technology. Now, today, many gun injuries and deaths are the result of legal guns that were stolen or misused or discharged accidentally. In 2013 alone, more than 500 people lost their lives to gun accidents, and that includes 30 children younger than 5 years old.
So now they're going to be biometric and not work.
Now, in the greatest, most technologically advanced nation on earth, there is no reason for this.
So this is smart grid, where they technologically bring it in and in the gun culture.
Set it up so you can't unlock your phone unless you got the right fingerprint.
See, it's smart grid in your car, your phone, your gun, everything controlled.
Why can't we do the same thing for our guns?
Smart guns, which means third party. All right, that's enough. Let's go to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, this is bold. I mean, just the executive action level outside of law. What's your view on this?
Well, I just wonder if this rule will apply to the CIA, which takes advantage of the fact that the U.S. is the largest manufacturer of small arms on the planet to export weapons to these jihadists, for example, fighting against Assad in Syria, jihadists fighting against the government in Baghdad, which we supposedly supported. So are all these jihadists, these weapons exported to the jihadists, John Brennan's brigades over in all these countries, are they going to have all this smart technology? I'd like to see the details of this proposal.
Wayne, you're a genius. I want a headline on Infowars.com with this video tomorrow morning, and other people can write the story too. I don't care. We're here to fight tyranny, not get scoops. Headline: expert, put biometric controls on guns shipped to Middle East so Al-Qaeda can't use them. Of course, you know, put biometric controls or smart controls on guns you're shipping to jihadis. Or how about he just not ship them to the jihadis, Wayne? Exactly.
Well, that would be a better idea, but let's see if this is a policy is it's going to be uniform across the board, because certainly the ISIS boys, the Al-Qaeda boys over there, they don't really care about killing kids. They kill kids, women, pregnant women. Let's see if they're going to have biometric controls that they can only...
That's right. They kill an estimated 300,000 people in Syria, hundreds of thousands in Libya, tens of thousands in Egypt. Though we've got a few thousand gun deaths here that are accidental or whatever a year. I mean, how about Obama make a big deal about what his jihad forces did? That's a great point. Right. You going to cry about that, Wayne?
Yeah, how about smart knives? Because we have people running around Europe now, you know, stabbing people. So I think
Let's skip the one clip, absolutely, and let's play Obama's cry moment as we go out to break here. Let's actually play with audio the cry moment, Wayne. Here it is.
Our right to peaceful assembly. That right was robbed from moviegoers in Aurora and Lafayette. Our unalienable right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, those rights were stripped from college kids in Blacksburg and Santa Barbara.
When one of your wind-up toys guns went crazy. Yeah, evil's in the world, punk. You don't take your people's guns
and
stop it.
And from first graders.
Gun crimes down. Starts crying. I want to get their guns. I want to dominate them. I want to do whatever I want. My jihad forces want to chop your heads off. Obama's thing.
First grade.
I hate this country. I must destroy it. I've only got 1 year to destroy it. Starts crying. Oh, I hate America.
From every family who
I will break
never
them.
Never imagine that their love.
I will break them. I will get their guns. I will get them. I will dominate. I'm going to cry. They cry. Try to force it. There's no tears. So he touches his eye. Oh, my gosh. You couldn't get a job at the school play.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Everybody who knows me knows that I get emotional about certain things.
And I think the top of our list is providing for the safety and security of the American people. When are we going to defeat them?
No, my nose.
Obama is now channeling Boehner.
Oh, give me your guns. I'm Secret Service. Please let me be my slave. Better clangers. Better clangers. Better clangers. I swore to Canada. I swore to Rothschild. I swore to Rockefeller.
Shot at the American dream.
I swore I'd defeat them. Please.
And your guns.
Take the shots. I want to kill you.
No, no more.
I love jihadism.
I
put myself through school.
He's crying, thinking about Obama when he should rather shave his back.
Every rough job there was,
I wanted to make sure every kid had
landscaping.
Nice. And I'm too cool.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Now with Boehner, I just start crying. Put it back on screen.
Kids and... I certainly don't want the institution to go through this. That's all.
He's got the tissue out. And, hey, it's okay to cry sometimes. With Boehner, he's obviously mentally ill. He cries when he talks about the weather. Now, not grandma. Mama dies, you cry. You know, you're not with that. But Obama with the fake crying. It's literally. He keeps touching his eye, obviously with pepper or something. He tries to squeeze the tear out, like trying to squeeze blood out of a turnip. Totally ridiculous. Now, here's the big bad news. Because I'm up here having some fun because it's gallows humor. It's not funny. Redlinked, Infowars.com. Redlinked, Infowars.com. Redlinked, Infowars.com. I was told about this an hour ago and was so busy, I didn't even look at my own site, Infowars.com. It's in the text of the Health and Human Services report, in the big psychological manual. They issue new mental illnesses every year. Believing the government's too big or wants to take your rights is a mental illness, oppositional defiant disorder, and you will have your guns taken for not wanting to turn your guns in. This is, they're coming. Outside of law, it's Infowars.com. It's Redlink. Please send it to the big mothership in the sky, DrudgeReport.com. I mean, they already linked to us yesterday. I'm not saying Drudge should link to us, but I think this is pretty important to point out. This is the angle. What they say is mentally ill. Outside of law, they're the new acolytes. They're the new people. There's some psychologists or psychiatrists that are, you know, medical doctors you go in to see who aren't bad people. But a lot of them, I mean, they say it's mentally ill if you believe world government's being formed or if you think fluoride's bad. That's their, and that's what the Soviet Union used to oppress people. So Kit Daniels is in the control room. You talk about mental illness. I mean, a big black control room with big banners in gold of George Washington and, like, actual media empire battling tyranny and reaching tens of millions of people a day now. I mean, this is insane. What type of fruitcake? He's wearing a purple shirt like me. That's probably we're in a cult now. I mean, what is going on? George Washington behind you, the terrorist. But I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not. I mean, this is insane, Kit Daniels.
Yeah, the whole angle with mental illness, and I've covered this for the past 2 years with various articles, is that the mental illness angle when it comes to gun control, that is the Trojan horse backdoor gun confiscation program. Remember, it was in the 1950s where you had the Soviet Union, the communist regime at the time, was declaring anyone...
Don't be racist, the loving liberal helpers.
Yeah. They declared anybody who was against Stalin or whoever was in power to be mentally ill. And they came out with...
And they would arrest you and torture you to death in many cases. But that's liberal and trendy. But if a few writers got banned, that's horrible. Let's make movies about it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's like this whole thing is that back in the Soviet Union, they were declaring all these new types of mental illnesses. They're saying, you know, they wanted someone politically repressed. They came up with some new form of schizophrenia. And this is exactly what you're seeing right now, because since the 1950s, when the first DSM was printed out by the APA for the psychologists here in America, they increased the number of mental illnesses from about 130 to over 350 today. And just think about how all the ADD cases, this has been in the news for the past 10, 15 years, about how many, so many kids that typically would have normal childlike behavior are now being put on Ritalin for saying that they have ADD.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you go to a medical doctor now, they just ask you, do you want antipsychotics? Do you want antidepressants? Do you want speed?
Yeah.
So and I'm like, no, I don't want speed. And they go, but it's really good. And I'm just like, dude, are you like a guy at a bus stop trying to sell me drugs here? I mean, I got coffee, okay, and I bounce off the walls on that. I drink four glasses of tea at Luby. I have heart palpitations. I do not need any speed.
Yeah.
But exactly, this is how crazy this has gotten. And don't forget, this is the big backdoor attack, but also it's the trifecta. The going after Social Security recipients if they're getting automatic money transfers or have any type of home aid, going through their database without law to persecute them with social workers. I mean, it's on. And then also saying you can't transfer a gun to family members. That's national registration. This is the trifecta, brother. This is hammerfall. And we said last week it was coming, and 6 months ago it was coming, but I thought they'd do one of these today and a few more later, because the trifecta is nothing compared to the larger fact this is executive outside of law. That's not even being pointed out. So great job, Kit Daniels. Any other points?
Yeah, I think what's coming up next, my prediction is they're going to try to enforce background checks to even use a gun. So, for example, if I go on a hunting trip with my friend
exactly.
or my father or whatever.
You'll have to check in at the range. It's yeah. this whole smart thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't loan a gun out for someone to use in the deer stand without him and having a background check. And this, and going back to the whole mental illness thing, it's a two-pronged attack. They get people, they use the DSM so broad to get people hooked on all these antidepressants so Big Pharma can make money, and then they use that to take the guns.
That's right. They don't tell you when a lady has a car wreck or has a kid, they go, hey, go on Luvox, go on Prozac, go on Paxil. They don't tell you now you're designated to be mentally ill, can't have a gun. It's like, oh, I have your doctor. Take this drug. It's so much fun. I take it. It's good. You take it. Now your rights are gone outside of law because Obama said so. Kit Daniels, I want everybody to get your article, Infowars.com, linked in red. Maximum push, folks. This is an Infowar. Or bend over and take it. It's up to you.
Yeah, it's not just an end on the Second Amendment, but also due process. That's the real critical point everybody should take.
Executive power grab, due process, end of the course. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it should outrage liberals that are even for gun control because this is a fight against due process.
They're on a power trip. They think they're part of a cult that's taking over. They're making their move. They're not liberals, but I agree with you. God bless you. That story is up on Infowars.com, folks. It is worse than I thought. It is over the top what's happening. Let's go to our intrepid journalist. We've got, of course, Travis Wright, Travis Knight of the Knight Clan out there doing a great job there in Oregon at the site of the militia and the Bundys taking over a federal barn that was empty. And it's being called the ultimate hijacking by the media, terrorism. Y'all-Qaeda is the hashtag, all this bull, evil white terrorists. You know, George Soros has crushed them. And I'm just saying, hey, probably not the best move with Obama doing the big gun grab right now. I get the fact the feds are stealing land and all this, but they're stealing it and prosecuting the Hammonds because everybody does fire breaks. Kurt Nimmer wrote an article about it. They did it. It burned into some of the federal land. That's what you do out there. They have indicted them, convicted them, you know, and it's just a kept group of slaves out there in Oregon to a certain extent. A lot of great people, too, but it's not southern Nevada where they've run out all the ranchers and all that's left the Bundys and it's clear cut. And I think it's got bad optics. Doesn't mean I'm judging anybody. Doesn't mean I'm saying the Bundys are feds. I don't think they are. But I think the feds, undoubtedly, every newspaper in the country, are using this. They're supposedly the FBI is going to cut the power. Biggs is about to talk about that. This is just perfect timing. I mean, all I'm going to say is big present to Obama. Nobody can deny that. Some will say justice be done, may the heavens fall. And, you know, maybe that's the case. But, Joe Biggs, what are you witnessing out there in that blizzard?
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we're live from the Mal here, National Wildlife Refuge, just outside of Burns, Oregon. Now in Burns is actually quite a blizzard going on, and we're starting to get that snow over here now. You can barely even see the roads. So today should be interesting, seeing as the fact that The Guardian is reporting that the FBI came out, federal agents said that they will be cutting off the power, and they will also be cutting off cell phone reception and then setting up a blockade, not letting any of them come in or out to resupply, to contact the outside world. And one of the quotes in The Guardian from a federal agent in Washington said they want to let them sit there for a long time and think about what it is they've done.
That's right, and what smart advisors there are that have maneuvered the Bundys into this. Good friends.
Yeah, there's definitely a chance that there could be some opposition that's inside, infiltrated, that to kind of go against Bundy. You know, I've had some people, some friends who work in special ops, some guys who are in the military for a long time. They actually have friends on the inside that said that there are snipers set up in positions. We do know that there's drones flying over. And one of the quotes that I was given was that they want to take out the Bundy brothers. They don't like what they're doing. They don't like they're sparking up a revolution, getting people amassed and ready to come out here and stand up against the government. So they are at a point where they are done with the Bundy brothers, from what I've heard. So it's going to be an interesting day, to say the least, especially if they cut off the power, the cell phone reception, and then set up a blockade to cut off the resupply route.
Well, all I know is the globalists and people involved better watch their butts because the feds always burn their informants and their minions afterwards. And this is a big nasty coming down.
One of the worst things that could happen, though, is if they actually were to try to do something, all that's going to do is make the Bundys a martyr. And then you're going to see a large group of people across this country stand up, rise up, and you're going to see a lot more of these standoffs happen.
Which is exactly, here's my issue. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Bunnies are great people. I get their point. The feds are out of control. It's wrong. It's a June 21. The locals don't want them. The Hammonds don't want it. And that's why this dog doesn't hunt. This isn't their land, their grazing rights. It doesn't have the same optics. And this is perfect timing for Obama. Why have the Bundys been out there for months off and on, and now all this breaks loose right when Obama rolls out his offensive against the Patriots? I mean, come on, people. This is really smells.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting how this is all played out, and it will be interesting to see how this unfolds over the next 24 hours, especially when they're expecting more snow to fall, temperatures to drop, to see how this happens. Now, today we went out and investigated reports that there were FBI federal agents amassing at schools across the Burns area. We weren't able to find any, but I have been noticing a lot of the militiamen with binoculars starting to look out across the land to different areas. So maybe they've seen some movement out here in these hills. Maybe the FBI left early this morning and already have certain spots set up, and they've got their eyes on this area for when they do shut the power to see how the militia and the Bundys react.
Well, this is just a giant extravaganza for the establishment with the wrong optics. I mean, I couldn't pick a worse place for this to be going down in a worse time. But that said, it's a free country. Folks can do what they want, can't they? I'm just going to continue trying to warn folks that we have an executive branch power grab outside of law to register guns, not let you transfer guns, to let psychologists take guns whenever they want, to take Social Security recipients' guns. I mean, this is in Politico. They're now, and to now say if you criticize the government, your guns can be taken. I mean, this is worse than I thought. Joe.
Well, the interesting thing is what happened in Waco with the Davidians when the FBI did roll in and they shut off the power. Is this going to happen again? Are they going to have another assault like that here at the refuge?
And by the way, the RNC head has announced Obama gun control executive actions as a dangerous power grab. So finally, that narrative just the last few hours is getting out there. That's bigger than the 7 gun grabs they're announcing and the 3 big ones. Is that the president can't shut our power plants off because he felt like it when he was on his prayer rug in the morning. The president can't just take our guns because he found it in the toilet, you know, and decided it was a royal scroll or something. The president is not God. And, you know, him and all his degenerate supporters think they're about to have some great war. And, I mean, my God, the George Soros people saying these are white terrorists and Al-Qaeda and all this. I mean, they are really just spoiling.
I mean,
absolutely
last night I had
spoiling
an
for a war.
Last night I had an opportunity to actually go down here to where the federal facilities are. There's about 7 or 8 buildings down there. And when I went down there, this was after they had let certain media go through. I got my own little private tour later on in the afternoon. There were guys in there shoveling snow off the sidewalks. None of the federal trucks or vehicles had been broken into, bothered. None of the buildings that I could see from the outside looking in were damaged in any kind of way. So they're not down there running amok. They really do have, I believe Bundy has a pure intention that he does want to take care of the land. But like you said, there is a timing. This is coming at a wrong time with Obama coming out with this gun grab initiative. He wants all this to happen. So it's definitely going to be an interesting and intense next 24 hours here in Oregon.
Well, I agree with you. You can see the Daily Mail and everybody else. Join the Bunny Militia Group at the Center of Oregon Land Dispute is taken to task by Twitter as they are mocked by hashtags including Al-Qaeda and Yihadist Meal Team 6. And look, I get you that the Bunnies are great people and the optics were right, the cause was right in there. But, I mean, here's my deal. It's like getting permission to go down by the federal buildings. Well, I thought you're a citizen. It's the people's land. And I told there's people with gates and controls into there. I mean, if it's just so open to the public, can I just waltz in or am I evil, Joe Biggs?
Yeah, you're evil. We're all evil. We're the sheep that the government want to run around and push around. And that's why you see a lot of people changing now when you have people like Donald Trump standing up and saying what people are too scared to say. And when you see patriots coming across and gathering and saying, hey, enough is enough, we're tired. This is going to be a great year. 2016 will be a year of a great awakening that's already been happening, but this year will be a pivotal time in American history.
That's right. And MSNBC's Harris Perry that says your kids don't belong to you and that Why should the biggest problem in America says confiscate legal guns so men don't shoot their wives? I mean, they are going full.
I mean, well, look at this. Look at this. What's his name? Montel Williams. Last night he was tweeting, and the night before said that white terror had struck Oregon. And I made a couple of videos on my own personal accounts. And in fact, as you can see, white terror is falling from the sky, and it's now laid itself across the ground. White terror has struck.
That's right. It's snowing pretty hard. Hold on, Joe, for your Skype to come back. Here's my question. Yesterday I was saying go in and interview the people in there. And you're like, well, I have to wait till they let me in and go in there. My point is it, because I get what they're doing, but is it federal land, people's land, or is it their land now, the folks inside? I mean, are they letting the general public or people they've called from all over the country to come there? Are they letting them into the group of federal buildings? We just lost Biggs. I mean, that's what I'm getting at because, you know, it's kind of like the feds don't have any right to say who can be in here, but, you know. I mean, that's what this comes down to is I don't want a coup in this country because 9 times out of 10 you get something worse than what you just had. And we're making major inroads with governors and other people to try to turn this country around. And Soros wants a war with police. I'm against it. Government wants to take the guns. I'm against it. The point is, Joe, I'm going to come back and talk to you on the other side. I want to ask you the question. Is it free to go into these federal buildings that they've taken over, or is it theirs now? No one else is allowed to get in. I mean, I know you're going to be talking to one of the Bundy sons later tonight for the Nightly News, so we can ask that question, because I remember you were yesterday talking about getting permission to go in. I mean, who do you get that from, the feds or the folks that are in there? Who's the boss? I guess citizens aren't welcome in America. We'll be back.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
5 minutes to the next hour. Then David Knight's taking over with all the latest breaking news, more of the Obama gun grab clips. We're at an advantage, but also at a negative on two different fronts. We know what's coming before it comes. We're informed. But then when it actually comes, we're almost kind of comfortable with it because we knew it was coming forever. But just look back at all the stuff we're putting up with and then just know it's going to get worse when we say no. And no, complying with this corrupt system doesn't help us. But at the same time, going too far, you know, with armed sit-ins in the middle of nowhere where the system can demonize you, I don't think it's a good idea overall. We're going to go back to Joe Biggs to get his take on this and where this is going. But before we do that, if you're not spreading the word about this broadcast, you're crazy. I mean, we reach 20-plus million people a week now. We're growing exponentially. We're under enemy attack. We're clearly a flagship operation against tyranny. We're committed. We're crazed. We're unapologetic. We're foaming at the mouth, quite frankly. That's what it takes to defeat the enemy. As one of the top samurai said, I forget his name, one of the most famous ones, he said, desperateness is the way of the samurai. 100 men cannot stand against a man who's desperate. And it just totally turns himself loose. And that means not caring what your neighbors think, not caring whatever happens, just do the right thing. And so I get the way of the samurai as being desperateness, what the Bundys are doing. But there's kind of a middle way in all of that. And maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I supported what they did at great risk the last go-around. I mean, who knows what could have happened there, but it all seemed and felt right. My good old boy guts don't feel good. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll work this out. And maybe us being concerned and you being concerned and wargaming this is going to fix it. But when we come out and say, watch out for feds infiltrating and provocateuring, shut up, you said I'm a fed boy. I mean, when you hear that, you got to go, whoa, that doesn't sound too good right there. That's like saying, watch out for lightning strikes and thunderstorms. People go, that's crazy. But anyways, 15% off all the products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It ends Friday, 50% off everything. Promo code GIFT15. That's on top of other huge discounts. 6 months free is going to end. You know, I'm going to end it next Wednesday. We usually run a little bit of the new year. I'm going to end it next Wednesday, 60% off a year membership of PrisonPlanet.tv for the nightly news and so much more. And that lets us fund our reporters like Joe Biggs and others going around the country and around the world. InfoWars is the house you built just as much as myself and my reporters and my great crew. So PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com, or InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site for all our products, from high-quality water filters to nutraceuticals. Okay, Joe Biggs, what I was getting to is I get security say don't let anybody into the buildings. But it kind of becomes a way to control people, too, and say nobody can come across to these buildings if these are the people's buildings. Where does that stand?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but also I have some breaking news right now. David Knight just texted Travis. Apparently, they have shut down Ammon Bundy's Twitter account, so they are now starting to cut off lines of communication for the Bundys and the militia within the compound.
And you're going to interview Ammon in a few hours, right?
Hopefully, if everything is still cool, calm, and collective, and they don't shut off the power and start droning the place, and there is a compound and an Ammon Bundy to talk to, then yes.
The feds have said they're not going to go in for a long time, so I think everything's fine, but that's why they need to be able to get their story out to the reporters and make it about what's happening, obviously, with the land grab that is totally illegal. I mean, the feds are total criminals.
Oh, of course.
Other points, David Knight. David's got trouble here in my feed. We're going to come back after break and see if he's able to get my audio now. We're sending out music that probably's cutting off his audio feed. We'll be right back in the fourth hour with David Knight, Joe Biggs, and yours truly, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. They're coming for the guns. Get active now or the enemy's going to win. And yes, the president is flooding us with radical jihadists. When they attack, he will try to take the guns. Spread the word now. He's very unpopular. He can be defeated.